Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The lesser Casey still refusing to concede the Senate race to Dave McCormick. It matters because tomorrow, Dave's supposed to go to D.C. and vote on Senate leadership. And Chuck Schumer's saying he's not going to let McCormick in the door. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. What Casey is doing is causing a lot of problems here, and here to talk about it with me, my buddy Jeff Bartos. Jeff was a Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and he was a great friend and help to President Donald Trump in this last election. Jeff, how you doing today?
How are you, my friend? Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. You just published a piece in the New York Post about this, about what Casey's doing and why it's hurting the Commonwealth. Give us some, because he put out a video today saying he's still not going to concede. He put that out this afternoon. It was a very lengthy video, and I'm sure he probably fell promptly asleep as soon as it was over. But what's happening here?
Well, by the way, I was going to say that, so you beat me to the punch. I was going to say, it's possible he's auditioning to help people with insomnia. Like, he's going to need a job come January 3rd. So it's possible these are sort of like sleep aids that he's, you know, homeopathic sleep aids, so you don't have to take medicine to put people to sleep.
But actually, why don't we, let me do this, Jeff. Let's play a little bit of this, actually, so we can see hear how boring he is. Oh, my God. Let's play a little cut 23. This is Bob Casey, the lesser Casey right now, saying he's not going anywhere after hiding for 6 years, being in an oxygen chamber, a sleep hibernation room. Cut 23.
Hi, everybody. It's Bob Casey. My priority has always been standing up for the people of Pennsylvania.
They're speeding this up, Jeff,
across
to make it more energetic.
Close to 7 million people cast 100%. Their votes in a free and fair election. Our county election
officials. What do they inject him with Red Bull? All right, that's enough. I've never heard him sound so energetic before.
You watch these videos and it makes you think of that scene in Billy Madison when he gives the talk at the debate and the teacher says, each of us is dumber for having listened to this.
May God have mercy on your soul. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, putting all kidding aside, it's really shameful what Bob Casey's doing. And that's why I wrote the op-ed. So let's step back and I'll go through the op-ed. I think Occam's razor, right? The simplest explanation is probably the likely one here. They're raising money off of this. It's shameful. I referenced this in the op-ed. It's shameful, the fundraising emails that the DNC and Senator Casey are sending out. They're bordering on predatory. The poor people getting them probably don't know that this is already done and there's no mathematical possibility for Senator Casey to win this election. So it's really unseemly what he's doing, but it seems to be they're raising money off of this, and mm-hmm. he's just going to quietly concede at some point. Why I think it damages Pennsylvania, and you hit this right at the top, politics is all about people. It's all about relationships. And so Dave McCormick going to D.C., building rapport with his new colleagues, jockeying for the committee assignments, starting to talk about legislation he wants to work on with other senators to benefit the Commonwealth and benefit our nation. That work starts the minute he steps through the doors of the Capitol. And Chuck Schumer, who did relent, right? He did relent and ultimately allowed our senator-elect to come down and start his work. But it's really what Senator Schumer, what Mark Elias, the so-called super lawyer, who also hoovers up money, and Senator Casey are doing is at this point damaging the Commonwealth, damaging all of us, and it's a shameful, shameful way for him to end his career.
And when you talk about raising money, I mean, I have not gotten any myself, but I've heard that there are fundraising emails going out and text messages going out, and they're just trying to bleed the Casey name dry because, you know, ever since going back to his father, I mean, the name has been an institution in Pennsylvania politics. So once he officially concedes and he's done, it's out, it's over. That's the end of an era. And that seems to me to be what they're doing. Have you seen any of those things yourself in terms of those emails or text messages?
I have. People have been forwarding them to me. I got them over the weekend. I got another one today. Yesterday. I don't get them because I'm not on his list. No shock. But I do have friends forward them to me saying, like, what's going on here? And I referenced, I actually quoted one of those fundraising emails in the op-ed. It's really, like I said, it's shameful. The other part is once a campaign is over and there's a winner, the whole job of everyone involved is to come back together. So Senator Casey is missing the opportunity to now pass this election to this is his end, right? This is the end of his public service. You and I should be talking about whatever, what a gracious loser he was, or, you know, 30 years in public service and, you know, wish him all the best as he goes on to his next career or whatever he's going to do. Instead, we're still talking about what a shameful legacy and what an ineffective 18-year incumbent he was, and how you and I couldn't find one thing, Rich, that he actually accomplished in 18 years. But here we are talking about the fact that he's still sending fundraising emails and giving insomnia cure videos on voting in the Commonwealth.
Jeff Bartos is with me. It's great to have him on the show today. Jeff, where's Josh Shapiro on all this? I was on Fox News this morning, and I made the point, and he can't like this. You know, the whole thing about election denialism, and I would imagine Shapiro wants this to go away as quickly as possible. So has the governor said anything?
Not that I'm aware. I think there's some bigger issues at play, too, in terms of where as a Commonwealth, and this is for the State House and the State Senate when they take office at the end of December, I believe it is, or January 1st. And of course, the governor's only starting his third year come January 1st in office. But we desperately need some electoral reforms here in the Commonwealth. I mean, the Florida with 23 million people has all of its votes counted and reported by 10 p.m., 9:30 p.m. on election night. And President Trump won by 2 points, which is why we could call it why it was called at 1:30 in the morning. We knew in the war room it was over by 11:30, because we saw where the numbers were. We knew Dave McCormick, by the way, had won at 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's a week ago. We knew. But someone has either not told Bob Casey, or he just refuses to listen.
Switching gears, today President Trump announced that former Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be named as U.S. ambassador to Israel. I know that you worked closely with the Jewish coalition to help get President Trump elected, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So, absolutely outstanding choice for United States ambassador to Israel. Absolutely outstanding choice. He Governor Huckabee, I read somewhere today, he's been to Israel 100 times over the last 50 years. That was reported by a Daily Wire reporter. I was reading Cassie Akiva. So 100 times in 50 years has led trips. Remarkable record of supporting the U.S.-Israel relationship. Remarkable record of combating anti-Semitism. And there's a point, I think, that, you know, is broadly going to be made, which is to combat anti-Semitism, we need to broaden I think the number of people involved in all of this, what I mean by that is anti-Semitism at its core is really not just anti-Jewish. It's anti-American. It's anti-West. It's anti-Western civilization. And having an evangelical leader, a former pastor with such a deep grounding in the Hebrew Bible and, of course, the entire Bible, right? So the Bible, the King James Bible, the New Testament and the Old Testament. Having a grounding in scripture, having a deep roots in the state of Israel, in the land of Israel, understanding the historical and biblical context of the land, the role of the U.S. in supporting our indispensable ally, Governor Huckabee is an outstanding choice and goes along with already some selections to the cabinet, which are all pros, you know, top. Mike Waltz for National Security Advisor, Marco Rubio for Secretary of State.
Is that official? Is Rubio official?
No, I have not seen an official. Okay. It was posted enough, so I was very careful how I worded it when I put it onto X, which was reports. I didn't, there was no official from the president, but
he Mike did Walter, just announce that Stephen Witkoff is going to be the special envoy to the Middle East. Are you familiar with him?
I have met him. I don't know him very well. I have met him. I know he's a very close friend of the president. And if you recall, in the first Trump administration, Jason Greenblatt held that job. And Jason Greenblatt had a remarkable record, along with Jared Kushner and the team in the White House, of brokering the Abraham Accords. Mm-hmm. The work that they did for almost 4 years led to the Abraham Accords, which was the first peace treaty in 25 years between Israel and any of its neighbors. And it has held through this really awful 13 months since October 7th, economic ties, diplomatic ties. And I suspect, again, this is just my speculation, but I suspect that we'll see, certainly within the first year of the Trump administration, the expansion of the Abraham Accords to Saudi Arabia and some other countries. Rich, from a week ago where we could have been to where we are, we will have peace in the Middle East. We will have prosperity in the Middle East. We will have peace through strength. And it is all because the people of Pennsylvania voted for common sense a week ago, and so did the people in Wisconsin and Michigan, and thank God for that.
There was an exit poll that said 79% of Jewish voters backed Harris over Trump. Why? I can't figure this out. Why they're still voting Democrat, given everything we've seen, and I don't get it, Jeff. I really don't.
So I've seen a bunch of, I'm waiting for the data. I've really wanted to write about this, but I'm waiting to see more conclusive data. I've seen exit polls that suggest in Pennsylvania, New York, California, Arizona, that the Jewish vote exceeded Arizona. There was one other state, which is not coming to mind, but exceeded 40%. But okay. Then nationally, some people are reporting it was only 29 or 30%. The short answer is I don't know what the data is. I'm skeptical that it was only 25%. I'm also skeptical if anyone tells me it was 50%. I think we will find in key swing areas, key swing districts, the city of New York, the state of New York, the Philadelphia suburbs, that it exceeded 40%, which would be historic. The Jewish vote, would be historic for President Trump. And then in places perhaps where it's not as meaningful in terms of the election. I would note that you and I talked about this early in the election season, that the Jewish vote could be determinative here in Pennsylvania. It turned out that the broad-based coalition that President Trump put together kind of blew through all expectations. And it wasn't any one group that decided the election, but it was this broad-based, multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-religious, united by ideas, united by solving problems as opposed to. So hopefully what this means is what President Trump has done is blown right through identity politics and scattered it to the wind, because identity politics is the death of a society like ours. Identity politics leads to the Lebanese Civil War. It leads to the Rwandan genocide. The left has been trying to pit us against each other by putting us into demographic, racial, ethnic buckets. And President Trump blew all that apart, and I will forever be grateful for what he did. I think he quite literally saved our country and saved the world.
Well, listen, my friend, when you do a deep dive on the data, come back and talk about it with me after you you write about it. In the meantime, follow Jeff on X at Jeff_Bartos, and we'll link to his latest op-ed over at the New York Post. Thanks, my friend. It was great to have you on the show today. I appreciate all the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be back. Just mark your calendar December 20th for our next live show at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I love it there, and this is a great time of year to be there. The weather is great. The crowds are gone. It's a beautiful time to go. And you can book a fabulous fall midweek package and receive resort credits on a multiple night stay. Book direct at GrandHotelCapeMay.com or call them at 800-257-8550. Okay. Lot to get to. The FEMA official who was fired for telling workers to avoid homes impacted by the hurricane in Florida if they had Trump signs. This is amazing that this happened. It really is. I mean, it's unconscionable And I guess nothing should amaze us anymore in this day and age. But this is Marnie Washington, who is the fired FEMA disaster survivor assistance crew leader, was on the Roland Martin show explaining why and how they were told don't help people with Trump signs. I mean, think about this now. People impacted by a massive hurricane who it's life or death, life or death. And this administration decides we're going to play politics over life and death. We're not even going to put down the politics to help somebody in need, to help rescue somebody. We literally want to see Trump supporters drown or die. The hell with them. We're not helping them. We're moving on. I mean, that's just, if there is not a congressional investigation into this, if people don't go to jail over this, I will be very, very angry, because this is beyond unconscionable. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre goes out there and says, oh, the Hatch Act prohibits me from talking politics. How about the friggin' Hatch Act prohibits you from not helping your fellow Americans, regardless of who they're supporting for president, in the middle of a disaster? My God, could you imagine the outrage if this had happened with a Republican president? But it's like crickets. You don't hear about it. You really don't. But you hear about it on this show, that's for sure. Cut number five.
Stating that I was fired. They all alleged that these actions were made on my own recognizance and that it was for my own political advances. However, if you look at the record, there is what we call a community trend. And unfortunately, it just so happened that the political hostility that was encountered by my team, and I was on two different teams during this deployment, they just so happened to have the Trump campaign signage. FEMA always preaches avoidance first and then de-escalation. So this is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, not just in the state of Florida, but you will find avoidance in the Carolinas. Senior leadership will lie to you and tell you that they do not know. But if you ask the DSA crew leads and specialists what they are experiencing in the field, they will tell you. Demand for FEMA to give you those incident reports.
Amazing. And there's an update to the story. So whistleblowers told the Daily Wire that a FEMA supervisor told them to avoid homes advertising Trump. You just heard that there in the clip. Well, the House Oversight Committee has announced today that FEMA Commissioner Deanne Criswell will testify next week on guidance from a government employee who ordered relief workers in Florida to skip homes displaying signs or flags supporting President-elect Donald Trump. Lawmakers will question Criswell about guidance first reported by the Daily Wire from since-fired FEMA supervisor Marnie Washington, who you just heard in that clip just now, for relief workers in Lake Placid to avoid homes advertising Trump. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer sent a letter to Criswell last week requesting that she appear before the committee to discuss the guidance and its handling of recent hurricanes. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell will be testifying before our committee next Tuesday. We look forward to hearing what she has to say about these allegations and more. Comer indicated that the committee would ask Criswell about Washington's Tuesday interview with Roland Martin, where she claimed FEMA has a widespread policy of avoiding politically hostile homes. She said FEMA's suggestion that she made an independent decision to avoid certain homes is a mischaracterization, stating that it is actually agency policy. Quote, FEMA always preaches avoidance first and then de-escalation, so this is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, not just in the state of Florida, but you will find avoidance in the Carolinas. Senior leadership will lie to you and tell you that they do not know. Multiple government employees from the relief team told the Daily Wire that at least 20 homes were skipped because of the guidance. Matt, actually on Grabian, Tom Elliott has a supercut. I believe it's up top of the corporate media telling us that disaster assistance would not be political and that it's not political and blah, blah, blah. Let's see if we can grab that. I think it's very appropriate for this topic. Multiple government employees from the relief team told the Daily Wire that at least 20 homes were skipped because of the guidance. The employee said this guidance was given both verbally as well as in a group chat used by the team and viewed by the Daily Wire. Comer wrote the FEMA administrator on Saturday demanding that she appear for a hearing in Washington on November 19th at 2 p.m. Quote, This hearing will address FEMA's response to recent major natural disasters, including Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and permit members to investigate recent reports that a FEMA official instructed relief workers to bypass hurricane-impacted homes, displaying campaign signs for President Trump. Federal and state investigations have been launched into FEMA to probe its policies for providing aid. FEMA has not responded to allegations from Washington and did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Here is the supercut from Tom Elliott over at Grabian. Take a listen.
Politicizing a natural disaster, what FEMA is warning about.
The only person making an accusation that people are not getting what they've asked for is Trump, falsely claiming that the administration is withholding resources because of political affiliation. That is just not
as true. Hurricane Milton victims in Florida may have been denied help for being Trump supporters. A FEMA official has now been fired for telling relief workers to bypass homes with Trump vans campaign signs.
They then turn around and go, see, FEMA's not coming to help you because it's a Republican area. And then people go, see? No, not see. You've got to see for the first time in your life if you're MAGA. Donald Trump is a con man using you as his mark. Donald Trump's a ridiculous, pathetic liar.
Well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency is facing major backlash after confirming reports that a supervisor ordered disaster relief workers to avoid homes with Trump yard signs.
What would you say to people propagating misinformation about the emergency response to these storms?
We stop politicizing FEMA.
Elon Musk is hopping about the country, spewing and tweeting political falsehoods and attacking FEMA while claiming his desire to help the hurricane victims with free Starlink access to the internet.
Donald Trump is literally putting lives at risk right now. You can't trust
FEMA. Well, you
FEMA
get it. I mean, there you go.
Basic weather report.
Thank you, Matt, for grabbing that. That's the thing. And so, yeah, good. Good for the House Oversight Committee. And that included people including Katie Turr, Abby Phillips, Cenk Yeager, Jen Psaki, and Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Which, by the way, the rumor now is that Kristi Noem is going to be announced as the new Secretary of Homeland Security, but that has not been officially announced as of yet. Oh, this is good. Crying, screeching liberals are mad that we're mocking them online. This one's a video component for you. If you are streaming along on YouTube, I want to remind you, tomorrow night we'll be in Media PA, me and Jimmy Failla hanging out on stage. We did a segment on his show Saturday night about dating in the post-election and how all these lefty women are saying that they're not going to date, they're not going to have sex, and they're not going to procreate, which, by the way, sounds like a win if they're not going to reproduce. But, you know, and my point was, that's like me. Nobody wants these women anyway. And that's like me saying, you know what? I'm not going to play for the Eagles this weekend. All right. I'm making a strong protest and I'm not playing for the Eagles. OK, it kissed my Italian behind. All right. I'm not suiting up and wearing the green this weekend. I'm good. All right. Teach you a lesson, Nick, what's the coach's name? Nick
Sirianni.
Yep, right. Don't you cross me. That's the equivalent of these women saying that they're not going to have sex with anyone. It's the same thing. It's me calling up the Sixers and being like, you know what? I was going to play and help you guys out, all 5'7" of me with shoes on, but I'm going to pass. Okay? You reap what you sow. So, but apparently the crying, screeching libs are mad that we're mocking them online. White liberal women on TikTok had a message for all the people who are sharing and commenting on and reposting videos of them during the week. And I guess my advice to them would be, if you make a video of yourself screaming, I didn't want to play on the air because the woman literally sounds like a billy goat. Did you see this? Her screaming in a field, just screaming. That's all she did. One of the ones that Justine Bateman mocked. It was pretty funny. But if you're going to make a video of yourself crying and then sharing it, you want it to go viral. And again, you're lying when you're saying you don't want people to share it or comment on it. That's like me saying, I don't want you to listen to the radio show. Like, stop it, okay? Stop it. So let's take a listen to that and a watch of that. Cut 17.
No, this week has been an incredibly difficult week for a lot of us.
it's been difficult. There's just no words, right? It's an understatement. It's been a lot. What I came on here to say, first and foremost, is that if you are someone who is online right now commenting, reposting stories, or making fun of the people who are sad this week, or belittling them, mocking them, if that's something that you are actively doing and finding joy in online
Guilty.
Right now, like, truly, just the biggest of these. How dare you try to invalidate something that an entire group, multiple groups of humans are going through right now, whether they're feeling scared or helpless, any of those feelings. As a human, would you laugh at another human when you see that they're obviously struggling? And I don't mean that negatively.
Well, then why are you posting the videos of yourselves breaking down and whining and crying? Of course we're going to share them and comment on them. They're hysterical. And it's what you want us to do, so knock it off, all right? Give me a break.
By the way.
Yeah.
You mentioned it would be like you asking listeners not to listen to your radio show. We actually do have someone suggesting that they should not listen to your show.
Who is that?
If you'd like to. Here it is.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
It's not what he meant.
That's what he said. It couldn't be more clear.
That is not your take. That is out of context. That is not what he meant.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
Okay. He meant for one night only. That's it. That's all he meant. He didn't mean forever. Okay? And that's a very key distinction right there. Very key distinction. Oh, gosh. I'm never going to live that down, am I?
That's my favorite thing ever.
Never. Never. Well, your girlfriend's fake. How about that? All right? So there you go. You got a fake girlfriend.
She's not fake. She's just traveling.
That's right. She's traveling. Where is she now? Where is she today? New Zealand?
Actually, yeah, she is. I forgot I had mentioned that to you earlier. Yeah, New Zealand.
Justin, where's your fake girlfriend? Still in fake Florida?
Still in the fakest of fake Floridas.
Are we doing the Justin cam today?
I can only do so much, so no Justin
cam.
No,
I get it. I understand. I completely understand.
Justin cam will probably return tomorrow when Kirk comes back tomorrow.
Good. We do like the Justin cam very much. Minnie says, thanks for the trolling of Rich, Matt DeSantis. Thank you. You're welcome, Minnie.
Number one Matt DeSantis fan. Every day I see Minnie in chat just constantly. Tell Matt I said hi. How's Matt doing today? The biggest Matt DeSantis fan of all time.
We love Minnie. We love Minnie.
And Howard Levin defending me and saying, so the listeners can go out and vote. The president was not saying he wants my ratings to go to zero permanently, just so that people could go out and vote.
Hold on, you might be right. Let me hear it one more time just to make sure.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
Oh, no, wait, that's not what he said.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Oh, my gosh. All right, listen, we got a lot more to get to. We are rolling along here on the show. We're grateful that you're listening and streaming along on YouTube as well. Thanks to the Grand Hotel for sponsoring the happy hour for us. And don't forget, tomorrow night in Media PA, me and Jimmy Failla on stage together hanging out. Peace and protection when it comes to your home is everything. That's why I trust Emmons Roofing and Siding for my home, and I've trusted them for over 10 years. That's right. Our old house, they did the roof. And then I was so impressed with the job they did and the lifetime warranty on the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. I said to Emmons, why don't you do the windows too? And they also replaced our front door for us. Well, in the new house, they replaced our skylights and just did a kitchen door for us as well. Beautiful job. I'm so grateful that I use Emmons Roofing and Siding. And they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and more. Just reach out to them today. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And their work is top rate, backed by their guarantee. And Matt and Stephanie are great friends, and they're going to make sure you're happy. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. And remember, winter is coming, so how's your roof doing? They'll give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, But if you do, you'll have a lifetime warranty with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. You cannot beat it. EmmonsRoofing.com, 10% off, inflation relief discount for my listeners. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Financial planning can be overwhelming, regardless of market conditions. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning and tax minimization strategies. Protect your family and future generations without sacrificing our shared principles of hard work and American independence. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria at Venaria Dental. Are you hesitant about getting that complex dental procedure? Well, call Dr. Mike for a second opinion. He'll put your mind to ease. Schedule your free consultation today. Call 856-786-2020. I just realized, all right, so tomorrow Jimmy's coming into town. We've got our event together at the Media Theater in Media PA. And then I forgot to mention that on Thursday, Matt DeSantis, I'm filling in for Jimmy on his radio show. So that means that listeners will get to hear me from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. WRAZ. WZEO. Which is basically, I'll be on the air from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's obnoxious. That's a lot of me. That's a lot of me time. It's 7 hours of me. You know what I mean?
What are you going to talk about for 7 hours?
I have no friggin' clue. I don't know.
That's so much time.
I could barely get through 4 hours. You know, that's part of the problem. Man. Well, that'll be a fun time. And then I guess we've got... what else do we have coming up? That's it. Well, tomorrow night. Yeah, in media. So get your tickets. Go to 1210wphg.com. Do it today, 1210wphd.com. We'd love to have you with us tomorrow night. I got some new audio for you. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, did not like being asked if today's lunch between Biden and Kamala Harris was awkward. And of course it was awkward because Biden hates her guts. Biden is the happiest guy on earth that she lost, besides Josh Shapiro. Biden is so happy that his legacy will be that he's the only person who, and I'm using air quotes here, beat Donald Trump. So, yeah, that was a very awkward lunch. And Kamala hates him because Kamala believes that Joe Biden did things intentionally to sabotage her candidacy, which he did. But he didn't need to. She was a disaster anyway. She was a horrible candidate, the worst candidate ever in my lifetime anyway. And he didn't have to do a damn thing. But he did anyway, like calling people garbage. And he was so happy that when he was announcing that Trump is coming to the White House tomorrow, by the way, to meet with Joe Biden and to begin the process of the peaceful, orderly transition of power. Cut 31.
We know that today, a week after the election, President Biden and Vice President Harris had a private lunch. How awkward was that?
I don't even understand. Why would it be awkward?
Because why would it President be, got why squeezed why out for her, and then she kept him at arm's length, and then she lost, well, and now she's back.
Why would you characterize it as awkward? They have regular lunches. They meet and talk regularly. Why would you call it awkward?
So there's no weirdness about the way that things have unfolded since
did you
July
see them?
21st.
Did you see them together yesterday as well when they honored our veterans and were together during the day,
yeah,
making sure
it looked
that we
awkward.
Didn't forget the it brave did. Men and women that fought for this country. Did you see them together yesterday?
Yes, and it was awkward.
Did you see the show of force together? This is, look, I'm not even going to take the premise of the question. What I will say is
I'm shocked and appalled.
The president and the vice president had lunch today. They've had lunch many times.
Uh-huh.
They have, they communicate with each other regularly.
Uh-huh. Regularly. They talk regularly. I will not dignify the question with an answer. How dare you, sir, ask me that question? I will not dignify that hideous question with an answer. I am just, what did he announce? He's appointing what? Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. I thought you had breaking news for me. Oh, Jill and Kamala definitely hate each other. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so obvious. Doctor, I got to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden. There's a video clip of her giving Kamala, the two of them giving each other the cold shoulder. Oof. I mean, chill is in the air. Like, so much chill. There was shrinkage. I got shrinkage just from watching it. That's how cold it was to watch that clip, if you know what I mean. So
the clip is wild. Joe Biden is sitting. This is at Arlington National Cemetery, by the way. Kamala walks over. She shakes everyone's hand around her, aside from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not even looking at her. It's incredible. They definitely don't like each other. I know we joked, oh, Joe Biden wore the red dress on Election Day. Who did she vote for? After seeing this video, I'm not certain she did vote for Kamala.
No, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that voting booth, huh?
Oh yeah, for sure. I genuinely would love to know now.
She wore red on Election Day. Red. The First Lady of the United States wore red as a giant FU. I was afraid to wear a blue tie on Fox News that morning because I didn't want to send the wrong message. And I'm just a radio host. She's the First Lady. She's in a bright red. I mean, all she the only way she could have done it more is if she had who's the congresswoman who had MAGA on her ass? Do you remember? Is that what's her name? Lauren Boebert.
Oh,
remember
Anna,
Lauren Boebert had that dress?
I thought it was Anna Paulina Luna. Wasn't
was it?
It
Anna? Oh, maybe so. Either way, we should put photos of that on the YouTube stream for people to see. Along with that awkward video tomorrow when Kirk's back. Justin, you have some other clips loaded up for us, right, I believe? Did you?
I only got the two.
Oh, okay, no problem. You're doing a great job. It's a lot. I get it. It's a lot. We have, you know, we're like a one-armed paper hanger here. Can you say that? Well, I just did.
What?
Rage rooms are booming after Trump's victory. Rage rooms. I said the other day, when Trump announced his big party for America in Iowa that's going to happen to celebrate 250 years of America, I said on behalf of all the Latino voters, we should get a gigantic pinata because that is a cultural celebration used by Latinos and Catholics to celebrate. And then I suggested on Jimmy's show the other night, we should give liberals the sticks and let them beat it like rage sticks. They could beat the pinata and then get the candy. You know what I mean? I think it'd be fun for everybody. Why not? I mean, we use pinatas at our house all the time. The kids love the pinata. Am I right? They love it. I got this audio clip for you. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, I believe, asked another question here. This is, let me see if I can find this. Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden says he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that? Cut 32.
President Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that?
I don't have anything else to share about that. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole on this. I've been very clear. The president's been very clear when we've been asked this question.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole, okay? There's a big push from the left right now to have Hunter Biden pardoned. I would be shocked if he's not pardoned, either by Trump or by Biden. I just think it's going to happen. And, you know, I mean, I said to you earlier, I think Kathy Hochul should pardon Trump on the state level. We'll go a long way towards healing things and healing America. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump pardons Hunter, if his dad doesn't. I wouldn't be surprised, just to kind of like show everybody that it's time to turn the page and move forward. And yeah, I think as part of Joe Biden's sweetheart deal here, he will get off. He'll get away with it with the corruption. And, you know, I mean, that's frustrating. But I guess the trade off is we got 4 years of Trump out of it. So. I guess there's that, you know, I mean, take the win. So Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, was asked a question about mass deportations in New York. You can tell he's definitely dodging about this, but I think deep down inside, Mayor Adams is very excited about the fact there's going to be mass deportations because it's destroying his city. It's destroying the city of New York. Take a listen.
Two questions. First, you've predicted that mass deportations won't happen in New York City.
You said, I'm sorry.
You have predicted that mass deportations won't happen in New York
City. I predicted that?
Yes, you've said that they won't happen.
Okay, I don't know about predicted, but go ahead.
Well, do you think that they will happen here?
We're going to do everything possible to make sure that people are treated in the dignity and humane way that we've done for these last few years.
Okay, so then my question is, how can migrant New Yorkers be sure that they won't happen here, given that ICE can make arrests in New York City without police cooperation? And then the second question is, you know, why should New Yorkers, including migrant New Yorkers, trust that you will advocate for them with the new Trump administration, given that you have a personal stake in you know, winning the president's favor?
Okay, a couple of things. Do you think every New Yorker believes there should not or should be mass deportation? Do you believe every New Yorker believes that?
No, but you have said you don't think there should
be. But you said, how can I advocate for New Yorkers? So I should only advocate for one type of New Yorker or all New Yorkers?
Well, that's tough. I don't think you can advocate for all New Yorkers.
Oh, really? No. Okay, so which New Yorker I shouldn't advocate for? The ones that agree with you or disagree with you?
Well, if you believe there should be no mass deportations, how can people believe that you will advocate for that with the Trump, incoming Trump administration?
Yeah, but you set up a question. And this is very interesting, the question you set up. So there's certain New Yorkers I shouldn't advocate for?
I'm not sure that was my question. My question was, why should New Yorkers trust that you will advocate for them with the administration?
Let's go back again. There's some New Yorkers, there are people who stop me on the street and says, I voted for the president.
The bottom line is this. Eric Adams is going to have a great ally in Donald Trump, and Eric Adams is excited that Donald Trump is going to be president. By the way, he's just announced that he's named John Ratcliffe as the CIA director. That just came out a few moments ago. And I'll get you the statement here from the Trump campaign. It just literally just came out moments ago. I am pleased to announce that former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, will serve as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. From exposing fake Russian collusion to be a Clinton campaign From exposing fake Russian collusion to be a Clinton campaign operation, to catching the FBI's abuse of civil liberties at the FISA court, John Ratcliffe has always been a warrior for truth and honesty with the American people. When 51 intelligence officials were lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, there was one, John Ratcliffe, telling the truth to the American people. For these and many other reasons, it was my great honor in 2020 to award John the National Security Medal, the nation's highest honor for distinguished achievement in the field of intelligence and national security. I look forward to John being the first person ever to serve in both of our nation's highest intelligence positions. He will be a fearless fighter for the constitutional rights of Americans, while ensuring the highest levels of national security and peace through strength. I'll give you more details about this in just a moment. This is a big, big deal. Look, protecting our constitutional rights from the deep state is imperative. It really is. Part of the reason why I use DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. I don't want the government spying on me. I worry about the government spying on me, and I know that they have been spying on all of us. That's why you need Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. It is the 3-in-1 privacy solution for you, and it's $10 a month. But you get three amazing things. First of all, the VPN. A VPN protects all of your data encrypted no matter what Wi-Fi you're on. Your home Wi-Fi, work, Starbucks, coffee shop, wherever, right? It's essential that you got to protect it because you don't know who's in that room looking to get your data, okay? And you don't know, and if you're even at home, your internet service provider is seeing all your data, but not with a DuckDuckGo VPN. No, they're not. The other thing is it has personal identity theft restoration. If, God forbid, anybody ever steals your identity, DuckDuckGo will get it back for you. It also has personal information removal. There's all kinds of stuff about you on the internet. You don't want it there. Your home address, phone numbers, emails, birthdays, get rid of it with DuckDuckGo personal information removal. All that for $10 a month, it's a no-brainer. And if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you get a 7-day free trial. That's right, 7-day free trial. Trust me when I tell you, there are hackers, scammers, companies looking to sell your information, buy your information, and data mine you. And the government wants to track you as well. At least until January, when we've got the adults back in charge, we got to worry about this. The deep state is at it. So protect yourself with DuckDuckGo. But even after that's reformed, there will always be private bad actors out there looking to get your data. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo is the solution you need. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, yeah, baby. Big deal. John Ratcliffe. That's a great pick for CIA director. That's excellent. That makes me very, very happy. I'm sure Dr. Victoria Coates will have a lot to say about that on Friday when she joins the show. And I don't know if she'll be named to something. I hope so. I'm certainly hoping for that. That would be fantastic. She's terrific. But Ratcliffe's good. I mean, he's a warrior against the deep state. That's what we need in that position. And we need somebody who is not looking to push what his predecessors have done, people like Clapper and the other people, which is the spying of the American people and the using the CIA domestically and the FISA court abuses. And Ratcliffe has been fighting all that stuff. So that's a big win. That's a big win for us. I'm really excited about that. I think that is fantastic. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're going to be live in Media PA, me and Jimmy Failla together on stage with you, for our live show tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you join us for that. I think it's going to be great. Charlemagne the God had a great point to make about Democrats not securing the border, and I think that this is something really important here to note about what I'm going to expand upon, which I haven't expanding upon, which is the notion that Democrats lost working class voters, and they went woke, and they allowed the border to be wide open, and these are all the reasons that they lost. Cut number 10.
What do you make of the demographics here? I mean, Trump got one out of every three voters of color.
No.
Yeah.
One out of
33%.
No. Really?
Yeah.
When you say color, you mean like black, brown, everything. Oh, well, I think that, you know, people have different issues that they care about. And I think that there's nobody out there that's a single issue voter. I think some of this is a backlash to race and gender and identity politics. But, man, most people, they just care about keeping food on their table and keeping a roof over their head. And I think sometimes people forget about that. I think that they forget about, you know, the working class. And for whatever reason, Donald Trump speaks to the grievances of the working class in a real way. And I keep telling folks, people will forget what you did, they'll forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And when you go back to 2020, even though it was a pandemic and it was COVID,
yeah,
people don't care. All they know is they got stimulus checks with his name on it.
I think it's bigger than that, too. I do. I think it's a lot bigger than that. Safety and security is a top priority for every business owner. But how shocked was he that Trump did so well with people of color, right? Look no further than my friend Tom McCausland and McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure your facilities. They're going to help you control access. That means a state-of-the-art key card system so you determine who can get where in your facility, and incredible camera systems so that you can keep an eye on everything. You know, a lot of companies can sell you these things, but there's only one Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and experience allow McCausland to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the environment. And just as important, their customer service is unmatched. When you need assistance, you'll talk to a local expert, probably Tom himself. You'll never be stuck in a voice message system not knowing what number to push. So if you're serious about protecting your facilities, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Call Tom today at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm. Securing your business, securing your future.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.